Hey guys, it's your girl Ro, and I'm back again with another episode of Sis Fix Your Crown, where we talk about being you, being the real you. Here we go.
Yeah, I know it's been a long week. Feeling like you don't want to speak. Yeah. Know it's time you're feeling lonely. Oh.
Another episode of Sis Fix Your Crown, where we inspire each other to walk in our God-given purpose. So shout out to you, sis, for doing that thing that God called you to do, for walking in your truth, for walking in your purpose. And guess what? If you're not there yet, it's simply okay, because you're alive for a reason. So that simply means that God isn't done with you yet. Now, y'all, I told y'all that for 2022, I was going to switch it up and bring in some women who is doing the dang on thing, who was just phenomenally just they just bomb, y'all. So it is my pleasure and my honor to bring in y'all. Let me tell you about this woman right here. She, to me, is the true definition of a phenomenal woman. I met her in high school. Yeah, she was my coach in high school, y'all. And ever since then, she has just been truly a part of my journey, especially this last year of my life where I got deeper in my walk with Christ. She has definitely been the reason why I started going to ICC. So shout out to ICC. But just, I'm just so honored to just have the privilege and just to be a part of her journey the last year. Well, not just the last year, but in general, she has truly been in my corner. So it's without further ado to introduce the CEO and the founder of Transcend Clinical Service. She is a certified, y'all. Put some respect on her name. She got letters behind her last name, y'all. But the founder of Transcend Clinical Service, Mrs. Alexis Jones. Woo, 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 woo. Hey, Lexi.
Hi, everyone. Y'all, she just sliced it all the way, but I'm happy to be here, bro.
So many times I give you your flowers in private, but I definitely want to give you your flowers in public, because you are just, I'm just so godly proud of you, Lexi. You don't know, but I truly, like, you are like a big sister to me, and I'm just so proud of you. You just show me that with faith and with God, anything is possible if I just do the work and just do what God told me to do. So I appreciate you so, so much, Lexi.
Oh, I appreciate that. And I'm so proud of you for stepping out of your comfort zone and just doing everything with this podcast and letting the Lord lead you. I'm so proud of you.
Ooh, child. Ooh, if only you. The answer is, so many times I told God that I'm not going to do this podcast, but God has simply just been blowing my mind. And even you stepping out of your comfort zone by just coming onto the podcast. I appreciate that as well. But yes, it's only the beginning. Who knows what God's going to do by the end of this year with you and with public speaking. But we're just going to come back to that episode. I'm just going to bring that back to you. But Lexi, let's go ahead and introduce yourself to the people.
So, hey, ladies. As Ro said, my name is Alexis Jones. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. It is National Social Work Month, so shout out to all the social workers out there doing great work. I'm really proud of all of you guys and appreciate all the hard work that you guys do. I am the founder and CEO of Transcend Clinical Services Incorporated. It is a mental health group practice located in the DMV area. We service clients in DC, Maryland, as well as Virginia. And I am just so, so passionate about helping individuals to become the best version of themselves by creating a safe, non-judgmental space to feel heard and supported. So I'm super excited to be here with you guys today.
Woo! Can we just talk about mental? Well, first of all, shout out to all the social workers doing the thing. We appreciate y'all. Y'all do so much, especially in the school system. Y'all just bomb. So we appreciate all of the social workers out there. So shout out to all of y'all. Shout out to you too, Lexi, and all of the phenomenal women here working with you at Transcend Clinical Services. Shout out to y'all. Thank you, ladies. Hey, Laya. So what exactly is mental health? Because we hear so much about mental health. So what is mental health, and why is mental health so important?
I'm so glad that you asked, because honestly, there are several components of our health, right? Mm. Depending on who you ask, some might say there's four components, some might say there's five, others may say six or seven. However, for today, I want us to talk about the six main components that make up our total health in general, right? Because a lot of times mental health and mental illness are used interchangeably and they're not the same thing. So we have our physical health, which is encompassed like our body, nutrition, exercise, taking care of our physical bodies. Then you have spiritual health, like being in tune with your beliefs, whatever they may be, higher self. I know on your podcast, we're talking about we're Christians. So yes, shout out to all the believers. There's also social health, relationships, friendships, partnerships, how well you're interacting with other people outside of yourself. And then you have environmental health. And that's factors going on outside of us, whether it's our water, air quality, pollution, et cetera, right? And then you have mental and emotional health. And that's comprised of our mind and our emotions. So how well are we able to manage our stressors and regulate our emotions, the balance of how we think, we feel, and we act? So we all have components of health, and it's our responsibility to make sure we're taking care of each aspect. So although we use mental health, or some people use mental health and mental illness interchangeably, they're not the same thing. Every single person has mental health, but not everyone has mental illness. And mental illness is a diagnosed condition that affects thoughts and behavior. So that's pretty much what mental health is, for a brief, short, quick lesson for the people.
Wow, you just took us to school with that one. Ooh, that was so good, because we don't realize that mental health it's a lot that goes into, especially our physical health, spiritual health, emotional. Ooh, talk about those emotions. Mm-hmm. And one thing I love about mental health and our emotions, we don't realize that our childhood trauma plays a big role into what we do. And I love how you say you want to create a safe space for all of your clients. Mm-hmm. So why is it so important for us to heal, especially from our childhood trauma, and to be self-aware of all this?
Because if you don't do it, it will continue to impact you. It's going to hinder you in many, many aspects. Like, honestly, healing is a major part of growth. And I know a lot of times many of us don't necessarily want to do it because it's difficult work, it's hard work, it's challenging work. But if you don't, it's going to come up, right? So a lot of times we want to sweep things under the rug because it's easier not to deal with. However, it's going to come back at the most inopportune times. Like when you got in that great relationship, those triggers and those things that you experienced, or those things that happened to you in your childhood or previous traumas and experiences, are going to show up. So our unhealed parts will make themselves known. So it's so important to make sure that you are taking care of healing yourself and working through all of the traumas that you experience, as well as the things that have happened to you.
Wow, that's so good, because like, just think about things that happened to me in my past. I never realized that my childhood trauma plays an important role, like how I love people and how I want to be loved and affection and things like that. So I was like, woo. Yep. Like, people really don't realize it. And it's definitely sad, especially we as Black people, we always hear the words that I don't need to go to therapy, especially as Christians, that we always say that I don't have to go to therapy, I can just pray in tongues. Like, don't get me wrong, I pray in the spirit, but at the same time, I'm also going to sit on my therapist's couch at the same time. Listen. So, child, woo. But mental health is definitely so important. So why do you think that we as Black people, we grew up with the stigma that I don't need to go to therapy, but as we see it now in 2022, is mental health is still on the rise, and I love that.
Yes, I absolutely love that too, that we're putting more of an emphasis on our mental health. And the reality is that the stigma was birthed from a place of self-protection and like fear of the system. To be honest, the systems were not built to uphold and to support Black people, if we're honest, whether it's our medical systems, it's the justice system, the political system. So our parents and parents' parents and grandparents, they grew up not trusting the system. So when you talk about therapy, you talk about talking about things outside of your household, that was like a scary thing. So it's like, no, what goes on this house, what stays in this house. Mm-hmm. But now that we're beginning to unpack how much those things that happened in the household impacted us, it's so important. So I do understand that it comes from a place of self-protection. It comes from a place of like previous fear. But I am happy to have like biopic therapists of color that are really, really pushing the ball down the field to make sure that you have people who look like you in the places and the seats of clinicians. Because a lot of times therapy was generally a white person's profession. So no, a lot of people didn't want to go to and talk to someone about the things that they experienced or the challenges that they had, because there was a fear that something was going to happen. My kids were going to be taken away if I talk about that. Someone's going to come get me. There's going to be consequences for this. But now that we have people who look like us, there's more of a safe environment. So you feel like I am being heard, I am being supported.
Yes, that's so good. And I love how, especially in the school system, we see a lot more therapists coming, well, social workers coming out. And definitely, I love seeing men go to therapy. Like, that's so important, especially, like, I remember talking to my little brother about therapy. And at first, he was like, no, I ain't going to therapy. But now my little brother goes to therapy. And I'm like, you better be in therapy. I love it. I'm even encouraging my friends to start going to therapy as well. So if you're hearing this, therapy is cool, especially we as Black people. Let's break those generation curses and start going to therapy. Because if you don't heal, guess what? That is going to be passed down to your children and your children's children.
Absolutely.
So let's start with it now. And I'm always preaching about self-care, because self-care is definitely essential. And I didn't realize that self-care was important. So I actually started going to therapy. So how does self-care and mental health play a part? And do you have a self-care routine?
So that's a great question. So absolutely. Self-care is a major, major component of our mental health, because filling your cup is the ultimate form of taking care of yourself. If you're not taking that time to be intentional about resting, if you're not taking that time to be intentional about breaks, if you're not taking that time to manage your emotions and your well-being, you're not going to be your best self. So it's important to make sure that you are taking those opportunities to fill your own cup. For me, self-care looks like sleep these days and even before, but sleep. I love to travel. I love the spa. Those are my three main things that I really enjoy doing, and also a little bit of shopping. Those are my self-care things that I like to do. But I know a lot of times when we think about self-care, a lot of people think about the spa, or they think about just things that look like that, taking a hot bath and all that. But literally, self-care is what works best for you to help recharge your battery. So for me, Ro, self-care might look like sleeping and going to the spa. For you, it might look like, all right, cool. Well, I want to get up with my girlfriends. I want to hang out, go to Sunday brunch. I want to go work out. Like, every self-care routine might look different for different people. So I think it's important for you to understand what recharges your battery. And it doesn't have to look like the people around you.
That's so good, because, like, I know for me, my self-care, I'm going to go to Costa. I love Costa. So guess what? I'm
going to
go.
Me too.
Hello. Let me get a birthday cake remix. So I'm going to take myself to Costa, and I'm going to treat myself, because, and then, I ain't going to go too far into it. But yes, definitely self-care is definitely essential as well. And one thing I do with self-care is I love to journal. And I didn't realize that journaling for me is, like, just so important. Like, I've attended one of your journaling sessions before, and woo child, you got into it. So, like, why do you think that journaling is so important? Does journaling and mental health, like, relate to each other, correlate to one another?
Yeah. So a lot of times people will think that, like, going to therapy and journaling, like, are the same thing, or that, like, therapists are oftentimes going to assign journaling homework assignments. And it's because journaling really, really is impactful. There are some main components of journaling that help you, including improving your mood. Because when you're able to write down things and get things out, it helps shift your mind, especially if you're writing down things that you're grateful for, or your wins, or whatever that might be. That literally can help you improve your mood. It can provide perspective. It gives you an opportunity to be able to see things for what they are. Because a lot of times we're so fired up, we're so overwhelmed, we got all these emotions, and you write them down and you go back and look, and you're like, oh, I was tripping a little bit. Or, nope, I was not tripping. I'm very validated in my feelings. So we need to move forward with some action. It can inspire your creativity. It can help you set and achieve goals, because research shows when you write things down, they're more likely to come to fruition. They're more likely to happen. And the main thing of journaling is it helps decrease your anxiety. Because a lot of times what happens is all of the thoughts are in our head. We have our fears, we have our worries, we have our stressors, and it causes us to have a high level of anxiety. However, when you get those thoughts out of your head and onto paper, it literally is like the elevator coming down. Your anxiety is decreasing because you're able to get those thought bubbles out. You're able to get all those stressors and worries out. A lot of times people have insomnia. And it's because what happens is, like, even if you have, like, a big presentation or a big project, or you're working on something, your mind is in overdrive. So while you're sleeping, your mind is trying to hold on to those thoughts. If you keep a journal by your bed and you just write out, hey, tomorrow I need to go to a grocery store, or I got a big thought for the podcast, you write it down, you'll be able to relax and go to sleep, because your brain is not trying to hold on to those thoughts. So when you get those thoughts out of your head and onto paper, it's really, really, really beneficial.
Oh, that's so, that makes a lot of sense, because after I finish journaling, I feel like so at peace. Like, I just feel really calm. And I know for me, especially being so in tune with God, I feel as though, like, when I journal, I hear God, like, the clearest. I'd be like, oh, God, did you say that to me? Did you really just say that? So I really do. I'm definitely here for journaling. And Lexi, I love how you recently said in an interview that when you was in your quiet time with God, you heard God tell you that, hey, Lexi, I don't know how you were talking to God, but how God told you that, hey, it's time for you to go ahead and shift and go into business full time. So why do you think it's so important for us to have a prayer life with God?
I just think that it is so important for us to be intentional about having our individual own devotional time, because we get the opportunity to know God for ourselves. And like you just said, you don't know how God talks to me, right? Because a lot of times we're trying to listen for God's voice, and the way that God talks to you, it's going to look different than the way that God talks to me, right?
Facts.
So I think it's so important to make sure that we're having that time so God can provide clarity, so we can get answers to our prayers, so we can just be able to move forward and move outside of our comfort zone and know what's next. And just, there's just so many things that happens with prayer. And the reality is that it doesn't have to be long. A lot of times we think like, all right, well, I need to be praying in tongues and I need to be sitting here and I need to be talking for 30, 45 minutes. And that's not the case. Sometimes a prayer can look like, Lord, I need you. Lord, help me get through this podcast because I'm a little bit nervous, right? And you know, this is not my jam, but there's something that the people need to hear. Help me get through it, right? It doesn't have to be this long, drawn out thing. And God hears the whispers of our heart. So it's so important for each of us to have that time, especially if you're seeking clarity, answers to questions, next steps, all of that. It's so, so important.
And I love that, because everybody's prayer life is different. And I remember growing up, my family, like, they would always tease my mom because my mama would pray like Joyce Meyer. And then when it was time for them to pray, they'd be like, I'd be telling people all the time, like, prayer is simply a conversation with God. Just like you talk to God, how you talk to your girlfriend, the same way you talk to God. Like, you don't got to switch it up. God already know who you are. So what's the purpose of friends? Like,
he knows.
I'd be like, God, you know, my mama is tripping. Help me. Help me.
But help me.
No, seriously, God, help me. But I love that, because, like, because now you're in full-time business. Congratulations with that one, Lexi.
Thank you. Woo, woo, thank woo, you. Woo,
because entrepreneurship is definitely not for the weak-minded, I would definitely say, but I will say entrepreneurship, it has its high moments and it also has its low moments. And many people, they don't see the background work that goes into entrepreneurship. You don't see the late nights, you don't see the phone calls, the emails, the plumbing, the interior design. People really don't see that. So with you being full-time in entrepreneurship, what has been your biggest lesson and your greatest takeaway thus far in your journey?
That's a great question, bro. The journey to entrepreneurship literally has been a journey, and that's the best way I can describe it. But it has been a beautiful journey. And I think a lot of times entrepreneurship is like glorified and it's commercialized. Like, it's just this thing. Like, I got my own business. I show up when I want to. I could stay in bed and work. And it's like, no, it really becomes a 365 job. It's like, no, you don't have the 9-to-5 anymore, but I got a 365, a 7-day-a-week 365, because you're always thinking about how you can improve. Like, how can I make this better? How can I impact people's lives more? Things that need to change, policies that need to change, rules that need to be, you know, improved. Like, there's just so many things that goes into entrepreneurship. And I think my biggest lesson and greatest takeaway thus far literally would be that you also have to have time to step away. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's kind of like contradictory to what I said, right? Like, it's a 7-day 365 thing, but if you're always so focused on just building the business, like we talked about before, you got to have those self-care opportunities, because if you're always nose deep into the business, it doesn't allow you the opportunity to have creativity. It doesn't allow you the time to spend with your friends and your family. And yes, there are going to be seasons where you're strictly focused on the business, and that's cool. However, there has to be times where you're like, nope, I got to separate. Nope. I got to put people and policies and practices in place to be able to support me, because I can't do this all by myself. I can't carry this burden all by myself. And so for me, when I began to grow my team, expand my team, bring in assistant, bring in additional resources to be able to support me, the growth happened so organically because I was able to have other people to step in and assist me so I could take a break.
So basically, you telling us that you can't do everything by yourself.
Like, listen, you cannot. You can't. You absolutely can't. It's impossible. And literally you will be hindered. Your growth would be stunted if you feel like you have to do everything yourself. Some things you're going to have to delegate. There's some things that you're going to have to hire people for. And I know a lot of times in entrepreneurship, we want to do it all. Nope. Some things, this is above me right now. I know how to do it, but however, it's not a good use of my time. So I'm going to hire someone else to be able to do that. Cause that's just not my jam. Like for me, I don't enjoy social media. That's not my thing. So I have a social media manager. I know that we have to have, you know, engagement on social media. So I have someone that I hired to manage my social media. And whatever it looks like for you, it's okay to put some time in additional resources to be able to support you and make your burden a little bit lighter.
That's so true, because there's no I in team, for real. But yeah. That's so good, because so many times we think that we have to do everything by ourselves. Even the Bible talks about that as well. So that's a great thing as well. So Lexi, I love how you talked a little bit about not dependent on your own self. So what would you say to that one person who is trying to start their business? Because you took the leap of faith. So what would you say to that one person who has the fear, who has the doubt, who God has given them the vision? Like God literally told you to start it, but you're just really uncertain. So what would you give that advice to that one person who's really afraid?
If God told you to do it. It's that simple. If God told you to do it, do it. Because there are people who are depending on you to utilize your gift. If I would not have stepped out of my government job, which I loved, it was stressful, but I loved, and started Transcend, there are 300 people who would not be receiving mental health services right now in the DMV. And for some people, that might seem small, like, oh, it's only 300 people. But that's a major number of people who are currently receiving therapeutic mental health services, getting better, improving their well-being, becoming the best version of themselves because I decided to answer the call a year and a half ago. To me, that's mind-blowing, right? And it's all started with me making that one simple decision, and now we have six other clinicians that are working for Transcend. And this is not like for me to pat myself on the back or anything like that, but I just want people to know, like, literally, if God gave you the vision, do it, because there are people and lives that are depending on you.
Wow, Lexi. Well, I'm gonna pat you on the back for that one. Like that's so beautiful, because like many times we don't realize that God isn't worried about you trying to find all the details. He just wants you to say, all right, God, you told me to start the business. I'm gonna start the business, because you realize your gifts literally will make room for you.
Literally.
You don't have to worry about the finances. You don't have to worry about the resources, the clients, the everybody that you have a part of your team literally walked into your life and came organically. So that is so amazing with that one. I love that. Shout out to you, Lexi. See, I told y'all she was shout a phenomenal. Out to God. Shout out to God too. But shout out to you for taking that leap of faith. But Lexi, since you took that big leap of faith and quit your 9-to-5 job, because many people haven't started their business because they're so worried about their say it like that, but they have the 9-to-5 job. They scared to start it. God gave them the dream. God gave them the vision. But like, since you took that leap of faith, it sounds like you have literally grown as a person. So have you grown mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically?
1,000%. 1,000%. My faith has grown tremendously, because in stepping out and taking that leap of faith, I really realized that, like, I can hear from God, like I can hear clearly, and also that He's going to provide and make a way. Because a lot of times we're like, well, if I do this, what's going to happen? How do I know I made the right decision? And right now I'm literally a byproduct of a good decision, a God decision. God gave me that particular thing to do. And I did it. And now you can see the results. You can see the fruit of that. And so my faith has just grown tremendously. My mental capacity has grown tremendously. My emotional capacity has grown tremendously. Has it been stressful? Has it been difficult? Absolutely. Have I had to have some tough conversations? Absolutely. Right. But the reality is, I would say that I 1,000% have grown in so many levels, because I took that leap of faith, and God just has been showing out in so many different ways and so many different aspects of my life. And I'm just grateful. Grateful is the word.
I love that. I love that. Ooh, child, you just, Lexi, you just taking my little bit of edges that I do have right now. But that's so good, because I know for me personally, when I started my podcast, I was like, God, I ain't gonna do this podcast like God. I ain't gonna have nobody listen to me. And it's so amazing because I just told my best friend yesterday, I was like, I'm 25 listens away from 1,000 views. I'm like, wow, come God, you. I was like, okay, God, you just showing out. But it's just amazing what happens when you take that one leap of faith. And just, well, you know, you have to take a big leap of faith. I gotta do take that little small faith. And the Bible reminds us that you need faith as small as a mustard seed. Like, yep. You just do that part and let God worry about the rest. Like, it's only crazy until it happens. So I love that. And Alexi, since you took that big leap of faith, and I know we were talking a little bit about self-care as well as just life in general. And many people don't realize that you can't, well, we said a little bit earlier how you really can't do life by yourself. And do you really have a strong, I know for me, it's definitely important to have a strong support system, because I know that when I'm weak, I can always depend on someone else. I ain't gonna say it like that, but I always have people in my corner who lifts me up when I can't lift my arms up. So do you have a strong support system, especially since you took the leap of faith, who encouraged you to move full time into entrepreneurship and start the business?
Yeah, like when you say that, I am so grateful. When I tell y'all, like, my support system is unmatched, I'm willing to go like to battle with anybody and say that my support system is probably the best, top right? Tier? It's top tier, top notch. Like, I have some phenomenal people in my corner, some phenomenal friends, phenomenal family members that are in my corner and always have my back. And I am forever grateful, right? And I know that for me, like, I pride myself on being, you know, a supportive person, a supportive friend, a supportive family member. But my support system is just unmatched. And mainly when it came to taking the leap of faith towards my business, my husband was the number one influence in that.
Okay, Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones. Hey, babe. But yes, he was the number one influence, and he actually saw it before I saw it. Mm-hmm. And God, like, gave him that vision, and he saw it, and he was like, I don't know why, you know, you're stressed out. You're doing impactful work, but you can be doing this on your own. There's so many different things that you can do. And we would literally have back and forths about it early on in our marriage, because he's like, babe, like, you can do this. Like, you don't have to be so stressed, these long hours, all of that. Like, you can be doing this on your own. And he saw it, but it took for me to hear from God myself and for me to be ready to take that leap of faith. And he was there to support me. And I'm grateful, because I also understand that a lot of times our fear of entrepreneurship might be because it's like financial, right? Like, I'm gonna leave this 9 to 5, this secure paycheck, and I'm getting paid every 2 weeks, and I'm a gamble. Like, right? I'm a hope that the check is going to come, hope that the business opportunity is going to come, hope that the clients are going to come, right? And my husband was willing to support me regardless of what the outcome was going to be. So we definitely had a financial plan, and God has been so gracious and blessed us tremendously in that aspect, which I'm super grateful for. But he was a major, major, major influence of me taking that leap of faith.
Wow, I believe I receive. Come on, Mr. Come on, Greg. I love that, Lexi, because, like, that's so, like, that's just, oh, I got the chip. I believe I receive with that one. Come on, somebody. So, Lexi, you married the love of your life. It's like you married the love of your life with that one. I love that. Shout out to the Joneses. And I've been able to witness you and Greg's love story for a little small portion of that, a portion of the time frame. So, Lexi, can you give us some tea for us singles? Because y'all marriage is just like bomb. They be traveling together. They be traveling. They just been doing their things. So, Lexi, can you give us some tea for us singles? Like, do you remember what your single season looked like, honestly?
I do. It was a long time ago at this point. It was a long period of time ago. But one thing I would say about my single season is that if I could go back, I would have enjoyed it more. I was constantly in, like, long-term relationships. I'm talking about 4 or 5 year relationships, right? And I don't think that I thoroughly enjoyed the beauty of singleness as much as I could. And I'm not talking about being out here running the streets. I'm just talking about being able to enjoy the responsibility of being responsible solely for myself. And there's beauty in that. So, yeah, I remember that single season. I definitely do.
Girl, I can't even get a text back. I ain't gonna put that out there. but I definitely love that, because so many times we hear married people say, enjoy your single season, enjoy your single season. It's like, sis, I'm tired of hearing say, enjoy your single season, enjoy your single season. So during your single season, like, were you focused on you? Like, were you taking care of yourself? Were you focusing on your dreams? What were you doing during your single season, if you remember it?
Yeah, I would say I definitely was focused on my dreams. I've always been a goal-oriented, driven person. I've always been a go-getter. I'm on to the next, like trying to excel, trying to be the best version of myself. So I've always have been that way. I've always been, you know, self-motivated, like business-minded, next step-minded, sometimes to a fault. But yeah, I definitely focused on that, and I was intentional. In some parts, right? We're going to be honest. At some times, right? Of being like in tune with God. But there were also other times in my singleness that I wasn't, right? And you pay the consequences of that when you're not doing what God told you to do, when you're not maintaining your celibacy. Like, there are things that you're going to have to deal with later as a result. And if we're honest, if we want to talk about briefly, you know, about celibacy, there is a reason for that, because then when you do get married, right, there's not a lot of trauma or unwiring and rewiring that you have to do, right? But if you're not, you know, obedient to that, there's some work that you have to do when you're going into your marriage, right? So I encourage you, like, if God has given you, you know, that instruction to be obedient to that, hold fast. And bro, I know that you on the journey, hold fast. Like, listen, it is for a reason, and it makes the marriage bedroom that much more beautiful. So, and I don't know who that was for.
That was for me.
But I don't even know. That was not something that I planned on saying. But if God gave you that, be obedient to that, because it makes it a lot easier when you're going into the marriage bedroom. Because like we talked about before, all of the things that you have carried previously, the things that have happened to you, the things that you've done, the experiences and the traumas that you have faced previously, they're going to follow you. So if you don't heal those things, they're going to follow you into your relationship. So you can find the man of your dreams, and you find yourself having to do all of this work because you didn't prepare and do that healing work while you were single.
Wow. So you basically telling me that if I keep this thing locked, like the marriage is going to be, hallelujah. I believe I receive. Thank you, Jesus. I love it. So definitely during my single season, I need to heal, unpack my childhood trauma, work on me, travel. Because you did a lot of traveling without Mr. Jones. But now y'all be every weekend. I was like, damn, they were just on a private jet. Like, I believe I received. But I love it. So Lexi, like, what would be your final thoughts, or your final advice for us single sisters who are waiting and who's like, just like, God, like, come on, like, where's my forever man at?
Y'all are not going to want to hear this, and I know it, right? But it's the realest advice that I can give you, and I want to scream it from the mountaintops. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. I know that it's so hard, but there is beauty in singleness. Mm-hmm. There is beauty in only having to concentrate and be responsible for you, right? Marriage is a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. However, it is a job, and we don't want to say it's a job in a bad way, but it's a job that never ends. Even when you don't feel like it, you have to wife, right? You still got to be a wife. You still got to show up. Go and enjoy the solo travel. Enjoy the travel with your girlfriends. Enjoy being able to come home and go to sleep and do whatever it is that you want to do. Once you get married, you are committing to thinking about someone else for the rest of your life. And that requires intentionality. And a lot of times what happens is we say that we're ready for that, right? We say, I'm ready for that. Mm-hmm. I can't wait till I find the man of my dreams. And then you get it and you're like, dang, I gotta be thinking about somebody else. All I did is stop at Target. I forgot to ask that he wants something, right? Or dang, I just wanna come home and go to sleep. I don't feel like cooking tonight, or I don't feel like, you know, getting it in tonight. But now you have to make those sacrifices. You have to do those things that sometimes you don't necessarily want to do all the time. So while you're single, enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Enjoy only being responsible for you. Like, that's the best way that I can describe it. And I'm sure that most married women will say that. And like I said, marriage is a beautiful, wonderful thing. I think partnership is so beautiful. And when you find that person who is for you, it's amazing. And you'll excel and go to new heights. But while you're waiting, enjoy it.
Wow, that's so good, because I'd be like, God, is that my husband? Is he my husband? Is that my husband? No, that ain't my husband. He'll hold the door open for me. So, okay, God, that wasn't it. Yes, because I can definitely say for me, I'd be like, all right, God, God, come on now. Like, I'm tired, but that is so true, because like so many times we want to rush our single season. I was just talking to my homegirl the other day, and I was like, we don't realize that this single season is one season in our life that we will never get back. And I hear so many singles say, oh, when I get married, I'm gonna travel, I'm gonna start the business. I'm like, girl, why would you get married till you're 57? I'm not saying that's gonna happen, but it's like, don't put your life on hold just for a man. Like, that's so real.
Do it now. Like, you could do all of that now. You can go on a trip solo. And you don't have to ask anybody's permission. If I wanted to go on a trip now, it would be a whole conversation with my husband, and not out of like, I got to ask him permission type of way. But because he is the protector and the provider, and because he cares about me, his main thing is going to be safety. What you mean you trying to go to, you know, another country like by yourself? Like, what's going on? Everything okay? Like, you know, let's talk about that. But when you're single, you don't got to. You just got to talk to your friends. They're going to be like, girl, why are you trying to go somewhere? Let me go with you, or whatever the case may be. Or you might have your family, but it's a little bit different. Once you enter into that marriage, I pray that everyone, when they get married, is forever. Ain't no going back.
Period.
Ain't no turning back. So this is the, like you said, the one season that you won't get back. So enjoy it. Have all the fun. Hang out with the girlfriends, enjoy your time by yourself, get to know you, find out what it is that you like, what you enjoy, what makes you happy. So when you do meet the man of your dreams, you're able to articulate that. Like, yeah, this is what makes me happy. This is what makes me tick. This is what I enjoy doing. And you have your identity outside of the marriage.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, this is a good question for you. I know. I asked you this one earlier, but how did you know, if you remember, sorry, Mr. Jones, putting you on the spot, but how did you know that Greg was the one for you? Like, how did you know that he was your forever?
That's a great question. And the honest, true answer is that he challenged me and made me want to be better. Mm-hmm. I already wanted to be better, but he challenged me in other areas that were outside of my comfort zone that other people didn't challenge or push me in. Greg is a phenomenal man. He hits all the marks when it comes to chivalry and being a gentleman and taking care of home and all those different things. However, for me, it was the main thing, someone who is going to push me outside of my comfort zone. Like we just talked about, the main reason that I took the leap outside of hearing from God was because I had the encouragement and support of my husband. So because of that, that challenged me and pushed me outside of my comfort zone. If I didn't have the right partner that God had placed in my life, who knows if Transcend would be in existence? Then who knows if the 300 people to this date would be receiving, you know, those therapeutic services? So literally, our spouse is a byproduct and is going to be the indicator of all the future things and future impact that you have. So you've got to choose wisely. You got to choose wisely.
Oh, that's so good. God, I believe I receive. God, I see what you're doing in the life of others. I believe I receive. I love that. I love that so much. So, Lexi, so what is next for you in Transcend Clinical Service? Well, what's next for Lexi in general, not just in the business aspect?
What's next for me? Well, right now, I'm currently expecting.
The bedroom, y'all.
And that's an answer to a 2-year prayer. My husband and I were just so grateful. So I'm, you know, preparing a business to be able to still thrive without me, you know, working a lot significantly. But I also want to complete a physical journal before baby Jones gets here. So you guys know that I have they might not know, you know, that I have the digital self-guided, self-paced journaling course that, you know, people can get on my website. But I also want to create a physical journal. So my goal is to get that out in a couple of months. And then ultimately, I want companies and organizations to be flying me out on a private jet, you know, to different countries to host wellness sessions and journaling sessions. That's the ultimate goal for me.
Well, hey, I'm in agreement with all of them. Congratulations to Baby Jones with that one. And then the journals. We love it. We love it. We love it. So it's going to be so amazing to go back and to hear this episode in a couple of months and say, oh, yeah, God did that. Like, God, you take Alexi overseas on a private jet. It's not first class, but she on private jet. So okay. I love that. Okay.
I believe I received.
Come on now, somebody. So, yes, I'm in full agreement with you and Mr. Jones with all of that. Lexi, I just want to say thank you so much. Like, I told y'all, I told y'all she was bomb. Like, this is why I look up to her so much. But Lexi, I can thank you so many more times. But I just want to say thank you again for just coming on here, for just stepping out and being obedient and doing what God told you to do. Like, you don't even know the lives that you are impacting by just opening up your mouth. So Lexi, I just want to commend you one more time. Shout out to you and your business. And I pray nothing but God's success, that God, like, your dreams are only Disney World to God. So the best is yet to come. So Lexi, before we go ahead and get out of here, how can people follow you on social media, your brand, your business? And then how can they buy your digital journaling as well?
Yep. So you can follow us on Facebook as well as Instagram at Transcend Clinical Services. And our website is www.transcendclinicalservices.org. And there you can purchase my digital guided self-paced journaling course. And it covers an array of different topics. So if you're a person that's like, yeah, y'all talked about journaling, but I don't even really know what that is, I need somebody to walk me through it, this will be a perfect opportunity for you. And it covers topics including combating fear and self-sabotage, overcoming negative thoughts, improving your mood, developing healthy relationships, identifying and managing triggers, and that V word that many of us don't like to talk about, vulnerability.
Oh, yes, that vulnerability is that one right there. I love it. I love it. I love it. So, y'all, I pray that this episode has just impacted you. But y'all know how we like to go ahead and get out of here. We got to close out in prayer. Mrs. Jones, do you mind closing us out in prayer?
Alrighty, certainly. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you saying thank you, Father. Thank you for being so amazing. Thank you for being so wonderful. Thank you, Lord God, for just being you. Lord God, I thank you for every single listener that's under the sound of my voice and that this podcast will touch, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you will meet them where they are and they'll be able to get something from this episode that literally transforms and impacts their lives, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you will reward Ro for being obedient, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that she has not even begun to see the lives that she will impact. She has not even begun to see all that you have for her as a result of her obedience, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that her life continues to be an example of your godly love, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that everyone under the sound of my voice who is waiting, patiently waiting, Lord God, for their significant other, I pray, Lord God, that you will send that person in your timing. But while they wait, Lord God, I pray that they will enjoy the season. Those who are waiting patiently, Lord God, to hear from you regarding an answer, regarding clarity or next steps with a business or entrepreneurship or family relationship, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you will speak to them and speak boldly, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that every single person who struggles with anxiety or depression or fear or any mental stronghold, we declare and decree right now the name of Jesus that those strongholds are broken, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that even in this moment, Lord God, chains are beginning to break. Generational curses are beginning to break, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the breaking of things that are not like you, Lord God. I pray that every single woman or every single person that will hear this podcast, Lord God, they will begin to see themselves the way that you see them. They'll begin to see themselves confident and bold, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that any fear, any self-sabotage, any doubt, it dissipates right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that even in this moment, Lord God, someone stayed until the end of this podcast. Lord God, this message is for them, Lord God. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you care about them, that they are special, that they are beautiful, Lord God, that they are called, that they are worthy, that their life has purpose, Lord God. We thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name, we pray and thank God. Amen. Amen and amen.
Ooh, amen. I believe and I receive. Thank you, Jesus, y'all. Oh, God, you are just so good. Thank you, God. Sis, just know every day is getting better and so are you. So until we chat again, queen, remember, it's okay to cry your eyes out. But after you finish crying, you gotta wipe your eyes. You gotta add your lashes back on. Put that mascara if you want to. Brush your eyebrows. Add your lip gloss. But most importantly, sis, fix your crown if no one tells you. I love you, queen.
Thanks so much for rocking with your girl. And if you love this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with your fellow kings and queens out there, because we all deserve to have our crown fixed. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. Peace.